Oh boy, it's the source of so many fights. Money.
Always is, isn't it?
Money, money, money. Always starts a fight. And that's what's going on with Andrea's family. Would love for you to weigh in on this, whether it's happened to you or maybe you just have a strong opinion on it.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Andrea. What's the situation?
I'm wondering what has happened to old-fashioned helping each other out. I mean, is the world just not like that anymore?
Well, you do see it every now and then, but it's becoming more of a unicorn. That is true.
Yeah.
The thing is, my husband and I were in a huge pinch when our regular babysitter got sick and had to cancel on us. And let me start by saying we never ask people for anything, especially on my husband's side, because his family isn't the real lovey-dovey, give the shirt off your back to help type of people. So when this happened with the babysitter, I didn't even think of his family. I really didn't.
So why did you need them?
Because we had gotten Viking tickets as a gift from my boss, like great seats, 50-yard line seats, you know. And we were so looking forward to it. We had the babysitter all lined up. As I say, she got sick. So now it's like it's game night and we're trying to find a babysitter. I called a couple girlfriends. I called some neighbors. And, cause, you know, we couldn't afford these tickets on our own. It wasn't like we could, we'll go next week, you know. And nobody was available. Finally, my husband called his little sister. And, okay, her husband was working, she said. So she said she could come. She could help us out. And we were so thankful she did come. She saved the day. But when we got back from the game, she asked us how much we normally pay our sitter.
Oh.
Awkward. What'd you say?
I told her how much we normally pay our sitter, and she said, wow, I charge way more than that, but I guess that'll work.
This is his little sister?
Yeah, I was like, what? Because we weren't planning on paying her.
So it didn't matter what you paid other babysitters. You were like, it's free 99.
These are your niece and nephew.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand it, you know. So anyway, my husband was even more in shock and awe than me. He got into a yelling match with her. The both of them were yelling back and forth. And finally, she stormed out. Right after she left, my mother-in-law called my phone saying that we used Samantha, that's his little sister, and that we owe her money. And if it wasn't for her, we would have missed the game.
That is all true.
It is.
That is true.
You
very
did
true.
Use her. You wouldn't have been able to go to the game. And here's the thing, and I don't have kids, but I can relate on one level, and that's when you have people who take care of your dogs. You know, you take such good care of these people who can look after your dogs or your kids because there's not a lot of people, A, who will do it, and B, you can trust.
But when it is your sister, I would be completely offended if my sister was asking me for money. That's weird.
I told my mother-in-law, listen, you need to call him because it's between them. So Samantha, she started texting me all the time, telling me, you know, to talk to my husband and talk some sense into my husband. And I can tell you guys right now, he's standing his ground. He is not paying his little sister for watching his kids.
Oh, see, now that's where it gets weird. Like, if I'm her, I would just give it up. Like, this is not worth fighting over.
No, not one night. I just wouldn't do it again.
But then part of me also would be like, oh, I just would want to shut her up. Just pay her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But he really doesn't want to. Because the other thing is that apparently everyone has forgotten that Samantha, his little sister, lived with us rent free for a couple of months when she was in between jobs. And, you know, so that's his point. Like, and you can't babysit for us one time?
Let's get calls from listeners because I guarantee this is a thing in their families. And I'm sure they've had similar fights.
Yeah.
How do you handle it? What is the rule? I don't know. I mean, I'm always a fan of taking really good care of the dog mother and the dog father.
I get that.
You know, gifts and whatnot. They wouldn't accept straight up cash, but you have to do something, right?
Yeah, I think you have to go out of your way to make that person feel appreciated.
We'll find out. 651-989-5795. Okay, Rachel, you're in Hastings. You have experience with this. What do you do?
Yeah, so my brother and my sister both had kids when I was younger, and I babysat them ever since I was 12 years old, and they paid me up until I was 18. You know, that was my job. I was their babysitter, and they paid me well. But once I turned 18 and I got my own jobs, you know, I don't expect any kind of payment for them. from them when I babysit. So I say if she's older than 18, you know, she shouldn't expect to get paid. If she has a full-time job, she did it as a favor for her older brother or her uncle or her whoever.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that if you're over 18, you don't deserve to be a paid babysitter for your family.
You know, eventually she's going to need help when it comes time to move
yep.
from her apartment to her house. And she's going to call up her uncle and be like, hey, could you bring your pickup truck and help me move? Would you mind? And guess who's going to be right there to help her?
Of course.
Her uncle, because they've done favors for each other. Seriously, is it worth the $40 or whatever you're going to get now? Because when you need family later, yes. like when you really need them, you'll be glad they're there.
Of course. But then if you do something like this, it's going to be held over your head and it's going to be a mess.
But Mary Jean, you're in Eden Prairie and you feel like they have to pay her. Why?
Because they were going to pay a babysitter anyway. And she's a girl that's young enough to babysit and has a rate. And I think they should pay her. And it's up to her to be nice and say, well, maybe not. But I think they should have expected to pay her because they were planning on it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing where I can kind of side with you on that is that it was so last minute, too.
It was.
This is asking someone to last minute turn their plans around and save the day so that you can go to the Vikings game.
Yeah, but why couldn't we agree that instead of having the mouthy comeback of, oof, well, that would not have been what I would have expected because mm-hmm. I get paid more. Why not take what they were going to offer the babysitter? Meet in the middle. Mm-hmm. I'll just take that then. You know, it's not what I wanted, but I'll take that.
Yeah. Okay.
And they did help her out.
Yes, yep. That's true.
Yeah.
And it's a big save for the family. So
huge. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I want the family to want to help each other out. And it just doesn't sound like it's that kind of family.
Maggie's and Crystal. What would you do?
Well, my brother watches my son for me every day while I go to work because he's a stay-at-home dad. But he and his wife have three boys, 7 and under. And even before my son was born, I would have babysat no problem and not expected a dime. And so I guess it sounds like the sister in this situation doesn't have any kids. So I could see, you know, like a babysitting swapping kind of thing. Like, you watch my kids for me, I'll watch your kids for you.
Yeah.
That wouldn't really work out. But, I mean, I just feel like she should want to spend time with her niece and nephew and not be expected to get paid. I do see the part where it's like it was so short notice and all of that. So, you know, it's like maybe, I don't know, maybe give her a little gift card or something or give her some cash just as a thank you. But she shouldn't have expected to get paid.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, and the fact that she's digging in her heels on this and fighting for it, wouldn't you just give it up and be like, okay, this is getting weird now, I'm going to move on?
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah.